On this episode of the Advent HealthCast, we look at the Trust Transformation Program with Roy Reed Jr., Executive Director of Communications at Advent Health, and Dr. Omira Mansfield, Chief of Staff at Advent Health Celebration. Dr. Mansfield and Roy, thank you so much for your time. Dr. Mansfield, let's start with you. Can you tell us about the Trust Transformation Program?
Sure. So the Trust Transformation Program is a four-hour course that we've designed to help participants improve their lives and get better results through better relationships, identifying that without trust, we really cannot achieve the best outcomes in our personal lives and in our professional lives.
And Roy, in thinking about trust, I think trust is assumed to be present in so many situations in healthcare. Does that assumption lead to problems?
It absolutely does. Trust is something that must be earned. And oftentimes, people will assume, well, I'm a good person, they should trust me. Or I do the job right, they should trust me for that. And in a sense, they're missing the real lesson here, which is trust is a gift that others give us. It's based on their perceptions, their beliefs, and the assurance they feel or have. So it's a combination of both an emotional and an experiential concept that we really try to help people see that, understand that, and then take really action on responsibility for earning that trust.
Well, that makes sense. And speaking of earning that trust, Dr. Mansfield, as a physician, can you talk about being mindful of earning trust?
Definitely. Without being mindful, we really can miss opportunities that may not present themselves again to actually earn trust and sometimes even repair it and restore it. Certainly as clinicians and certainly in our everyday lives, we should always try to make an effort to look at how we can improve the nature of trust in every single relationship and every interaction we have with those that we encounter. And what we've learned is that not only can that make your own personal life better, but as clinicians, it can actually improve your patient outcomes.
So speaking of relationships and outcomes, Roy, can you tell us about taking responsibility for our relationships and how that affects our families and other areas of our lives?
You bet. This is the key. You know, when we talk to people, one of the things that we'll emphasize is if you get one thing out of our work, understand that when you take an active role in this, when you actually take responsibility for the relationship, it changes instantly. And by that, I mean your effort, your engagement with that person instantly changes the way you see it. It changes the viewpoint you have on their condition and how it's affecting the trust that you have, and it gives you the opportunities to make change, to get involved, to hear things and act on things that if you're not intentional with that relationship and you haven't taken responsibility, you're going to miss. And then it starts to form gaps. And the bigger those gaps are, the wider it gets, the more difficult the relationship becomes. And ultimately, it'll fall apart. And Omira, you probably have some thoughts on that too.
Definitely. I mean, and not just the impact that can have on our relationships, but the impact that I can have on our own personal selves. We've learned so much about having trust in our lives, how it can actually benefit us from not just a mental well-being, but a physical well-being state. And who isn't looking these days to try to improve their overall health, to really be whole?
And Dr. Mansfield, can you continue on that point and talk about the personal health and life benefits of being trustworthy?
Absolutely. So we have seen, and we go over this actually in the four-hour course, so many remarkable health benefits to not just yourself, but the people that you come into, you encounter, whether that's your own personal family, your friends, or the people you're taking care of. So for example, we know that people who have high trusting relationships, they actually tend to live longer, up to 4 years longer. These individuals also tend to have lower rates of depression and anxiety. We see lower rates of blood pressure. In general, they actually even have lower hemoglobin A1Cs. And extending this to our patients, so we really want to make sure that we're helping them be whole and identifying how we can help them, not just physically. But we actually see patients, for example, cancer patients, they actually have lower rated levels of pain when we identify that they have strong relationships in their lives. And so it can go on and on and on, but it's incredible how really being intentional and mindful about how we interact with people can actually lead to health benefits to all of us.
So that is really interesting. There are real health benefits to being a trustworthy person and earning that trust between two people. And then back to healthcare, Roy, if there isn't a focus on trustworthy relationships between the clinical team and administration, what happens?
Well, you put yourself in harm's way when you don't have a high trust culture. And oftentimes, these relationship topics, they get labeled as soft topics, but the outcomes are incredibly important. In a high trust culture, you create an environment where there's less turnover. That means that you have a team of people that stay together, work together, have a consistency in what they do. There's a higher level of belief that the system has integrity. And when that happens, you don't worry. Risk goes down, and there's an incredible cost of risk in the healthcare environment. And then I would defer to my co-author here to maybe add a couple of points on the clinical side.
Well, certainly on the clinical side, we are seeing an epidemic where we have the highest levels of physician burnout ever reported across every specialty. And it's so easy to blame our problems of burnout on, you know, what we consider the system or the administrators or any other them that we could try to qualify. But really what we're shooting for is to say, you know what, let's start with ourselves first. If we have not developed trust within ourselves and are being very mindful about doing so, and then extending that to one person after another, and then using that influence to just improve our environments, we'll never get anywhere with burnout. This is not a problem that we're going to resolve by pointing the finger. We really have to have intentionality in really identifying that it starts with us first.
Well, that makes sense. And Dr. Mansfield, if I could stay with you for a minute, you were telling us about the Trust Transformation Program. In the four-hour seminar, what will someone walk away with at the end of those 4 hours?
Well, hopefully they will walk away with a new desire to change their lives. I can tell you firsthand, I actually took the program myself, and every day I start to see the benefits. And if we had more time, I would tell you that, give you specific details. But you know, we really try to lay the foundation, have a really deep dive into what trust really means, and then take participants through the steps to understand that when you reach the highest level of trust, the coolest thing is that not only will you change your own life, but you can have an opportunity to influence so many other people, help change their lives. And when we're in healthcare, that's really what we're trying to do every day. That's why we went into the field. And then they will walk away actually with an action plan that they can institute immediately.
That is really significant. And Roy, if you could wrap this up for us, kind of tie a bow on this from your perspective, why are high trust relationships so significant?
At the end of the day, we are created for relationships, and we spend our lives chasing things and pursuing things and oftentimes forget that idea. And anything of significance that we accomplish in life happens as a result of people working together, which is fostered through relationships, which are all built on trust.
That's a perfect way to end it. And we should also mention that Roy Reed Jr. and Dr. Mansfield are keynote speakers at the Advent Health Physician Well-Being and Engagement Conference, and you are encouraged to attend April 12th and 13th. Dr. Mansfield and Roy, thank you so much for your time today. This has been very informative. For more information, please visit adventhealth.com. That's adventhealth.com. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.